there's an interesting overlap between the life of Obookiya and Captain Cook. That is a geographical overlay. They both had major events in their life happen at Kealakekua Bay on the leeward coast of Hawaii Island in South Kona. Captain Cook arrived there in January 1779, and his ships two ships sailed into the bay there, and he was recognized as actually being the Hawaiian god Lono, the god of harvest of the Makahiki season, or a representative of Lono. And he played along with that, and at a place called the Helihelih Kalani Heiau, which is tucked away to the south, southeast of the Hikiau Heiau. He went along in a ceremony where he was draped in a red cape and red feathered cape and fed, taking the place of the god Lono in a ceremony. Now, so everything was fine because during the Makahiki season, Lono was the god that was supposed to be at Hikiau. But after the rainy season, right about this time of year in late March, early April, the war god Ku came back into power at Hikiau. So Cook sailed away before Ku came in back into power, but off the coast of North Kohala, on the north tip of Hawaii Island, his in a gale, one of his ships bent a mast. They broke a mast, so they had to return to Kealakekua to repair the mast. But unfortunately for Cook, he had stepped outside of Hawaiian mythology, and he returned in the Ku season, and the native Hawaiians at Kealakekua became very skeptical. So one thing led to another. A whaleboat or a cutter was taken from a ship. Cook went ashore and sort of grabbed the Kalaniopuu, the ruler of Hawaii Island, and pushed him to the ground, which was broke the the Aikapu system. So, and this is on a rock ledge at Ka'avaloa at Kealakekua Bay. And at that point on, things, a ruckus started up, and Cook was stabbed and fell and died on a rock shelf there. That was in 1779. About 1798 or so, Obookiya ended up becoming an apprentice at the Hikiau Heiau under his uncle Pahua, who was also under the high priest to Hevaheva, who Hevaheva was based mostly at Kauaihai. So Pahua stationed Obookiya at Helihelih Kalani Heiau, the same heiau where Captain Cook played along with the god Lono. Obookiya was there maybe 8 to 10 years in his apprenticeship, but he had built up a big desire to leave. And swam out one day to the Triumph, a ship captained by Caleb Britnell of New Haven. He was offered a position as a sailor, and after some agreement with his uncle, he took off and sailed away and into eventually to New England. And his voyage, his life in New England, commitment as a Christian led to Hawaii becoming a Christian nation and the first missionaries being sent. Very interesting that they both of them had this tie at this little heiau right by Hikiau.